Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, we are going to talk about something really special. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody. How are you, Johnny?
Hi. Great.
How are you? Okay, good.
Great. I'm doing good. How was your day, by the way?
Oh, it's pretty good. Just another day. Just working away. Okay. How was your day?
I wanted to ask you this. Yeah, I'm busy. I wanted to ask you this question because, you know, what we did was I named the show In August, The Waiter Meets the Queen. I told you why I chose the name The Waiter. Why did you choose the name The Queen?
I don't think I did. I thought you chose that name for me.
No, you
now
chose
Now I don't remember.
That. You chose
what
it.
What was that?
There was.
I did?
Yeah, you did. You chose
That's
it.
Funny.
You were,
oh.
It was basically, I looked at it one day and you had chose that nickname. You said Barbara the Queen.
Well, it just seemed like opposite of a waiter, a queen. You know, the queen gets waited
right.
on. And I just
yeah.
thought, oh, that's a cute name for. I didn't really name myself, per se. I named our group page that.
Right.
I identified ourselves as that for our group page on Facebook. By the way, everybody go and, you know, follow that. And write to us. And so we've got a lot of things going on. I can't believe I forgot that. That was a good one I came up with. You obviously
well, it was
liked
clever.
It.
I mean, you know, it was sort of, yeah, it was clever. And it was, and I was just wondering, I was like, oh, yeah, Barbara, the queen. And I'm thinking, you know, because that would put that as, and the thing that's going to be interesting is in August, we're going to be meeting each other for the first time. In the 18th will be the show's anniversary. On the 21st,
how many years,
it's going to
Johnny?
Be your,
Tell everybody.
It'll be,
years,
I think, 14 years.
14.
It'll be 14.
It'll be 3 years of for me working on the show, but for you, it's going to be 14.
Well, if I'm going to see something here. 2007. Okay.
Well, congratulations.
Let me do the math. I'm going to do the math. Let me get out my calculator.
Okay, but I mean, I remember. Same. We were celebrating the 12th anniversary, and so it's 14.
Yeah.
So today our show topic is about the trip, the big trip
That's
that Johnny's
right.
taking. And he doesn't travel that much except for going to his home in Atlanta from Florida, but getting on an airplane
right.
going all the way over to California, that's a big deal. So...
I know.
Johnny's very excited, and I'm excited to meet Johnny in person, too. And people are very surprised to hear when we tell them, oh, we haven't even met really in person. They're always so surprised.
I know.
Isn't that funny? Why do you think they're surprised?
I don't know why they're surprised either. I think that it's sort of... To be quite honest, I think that had the pandemic not happened, I mean, there's lots of things that if things hadn't happened, we would have met probably earlier. Like, for example, if the pandemic hadn't happened, we probably would have met about a year ago, you know?
Well, yes,
so,
because you wouldn't have canceled your trip. You had to cancel your trip
right.
due to COVID. So, yes, everybody's lives just kind of stopped being normal. Doesn't it feel good to get back to normal?
It does. And actually, you know, it's interesting because if I had gone out there last year, it really wouldn't have been normal. I mean, it would have been – it'd be like, Johnny, this is a friend of mine. Of course, she's wearing a mask, you know. And now it feels like – I mean, like, have you gotten your vaccine yet? Or
no, I have not. For a
okay.
while, I was wondering if I was going to at all, but I'm leaning more towards getting it because of updates I've heard I just felt like, wow, I made it through. Do I really want to put this poison in my body? But then I heard that eventually, if you do not get the vaccine, eventually you will get the virus. I mean, it's just inevitable, they say. So I will get it. I will get it. You say I'm disappointed that I didn't get it. Well, what am I going to do? Give it to you? If you feel so good about the vaccine, why are you worried? No, Johnny, stop.
I want to know why
are you worried? If you are vaccinated, what does it matter to you if I have or not? I mean, you went,
What I'm going to say, so I have lots of friends who have lots of opinions on the vaccine. I have lots of friends who aren't going to get it. I have some friends who will. It doesn't affect me whether or not you get it. I think the only thing I'm going to say is that I don't want to make this show be about the vaccine, but I'm going to go ahead and say
this. Well, me neither, because the vaccine and health is not our topic, but it seems to always go back to health problems, and I don't even want to talk about it. It's so boring.
Okay.
It is what it is, and I wasn't prepared to talk about my personal health issues today.
Yeah, I think we should probably go on to different topics because I think that you're going to be able to take care of it in a way that you want to.
Yes, thank you, because I really don't care. I don't think other people really want to know today.
What I'm
going to
say,
they want to hear about what everybody thinks about the vaccine. Nobody wants to hear that because the show is about the trip. All right.
But I'm going to go ahead and say What I'm going to say is that I believe that everybody's opinion on the vaccine is their battle to fight. I took it because that was my battle to fight. This is your battle to fight. So that's all I want to say to that. And then we're going to change topics. I mean, a lot of things that we're going to be doing when we go there, we're going to be having a photo shoot. That's interesting because we have our picture taken together.
Yes, I would like to know from the listeners, if anybody would like to call in now, how do you want to see us? Do you want to see us fancy? Do you want to see us casual? Do you want to see us outdoors or a studio shoot? I'd like to know.
Or a picture of me waiting on Barbara. That might be a possibility.
Yeah, that's a good idea to do it campy like that. I could dress you up in waiter clothes. And I can wear green clothes. That would be really fun. I think we're talking about something fun. Oh, wow, I love it.
Well, what it is that I honestly never – it seemed like every time that for some reason they put a man in a photo shoot with a beautiful woman, what they do is they make the beautiful woman cater to the guy. That's why I'd like to do it the other way around, you know.
Okay.
I mean, me cater to you, you know.
We'll get you a tray. You could be serving me a cocktail. You could be making me a martini. And I'll be in my velvet long robe with my crown on. And you will have your little waiter gloves on. I think that would be cute. So that's one set we'll do for sure. And I might be able to get the limousine, too, because they said, you know, the limousine that I was riding in, the beautiful Rolls-Royce extra long Phantom, that one, the guy said that I could use it for a photo shoot for myself, but I might be able to sneak you in on that. You could be serving me my champagne.
Is it for free? You mean for free, you mean?
Yes, for free. Because if I paid, then I could call anybody. Yes.
That's true.
I've done a limousine shoot before, and it really turned out great. The photographers love it. It's fun for them, too. I mean, it's just going to be interesting.
I like the idea of, you know, it seems like, you know, it does seem that way. Haven't you noticed that seems to be the way that photo shoots always seem to go? It's like the women always cater to the guy, and then, before you know it, they made the guy look like some Arab sheik or something.
Well, one image comes to my mind, which is Remember we interviewed my ex-fiance, the dance legend, and when he was really young, there was a couple of male dancers, and they were in the jacuzzi, and the women were sitting up out of the jacuzzi pouring them champagne. And
that is
true. You know, it's always, it seems like most of the time it is that. So we'll do it opposite. Very good idea. And what
else? No, go on with what you said. I was going
to
say anything.
Well, I'm going on to the next setup that I had in mind. But if you want to elaborate on this one before I move to that one, go ahead.
No, go on and run ahead.
Okay, I was just thinking a very casual. Remember when we were talking about doing the photo shoot and we had the other co-host on the show in the beginning when I first came on? And we were always talking about the photo shoot coming up. Well, she was always so nervous because I would say beach shoot. Well, because people automatically think, oh, I have to wear a bikini or a swimming suit. I wasn't ever thinking that at all. It's called lifestyle. It's casual wear. And people don't always just have to wear a bathing suit when they're on the beach. I mean, just go down to Huntington Beach and you'll see that. People walk in jeans and, you know, just a casual type of look. And I would really like to do that for our lifestyle shot. But remember, it would freak her out. And she started then getting all worried about her body and, oh, can I compare her to a playmate's body? No, I never wanted her to wear a bikini on the beach for Life After Happiness, ever. So how do you feel about it? Does that make you uncomfortable at all? Because I know you have a problem with the beach.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not really, I mean, I probably would wear a t-shirt and shorts if you would do something like that. I don't know if.
I have an idea.
Why don't we
do the Life After Happiness t-shirts and. Why don't we wear the Life After Happiness t-shirts then if you want to wear t-shirts?
We can. I might have to order another shirt because the other one was outdated, but yeah, we could do that.
Oh, whoa, that would be just too much. That's funny. Why don't you just bring me a button and I'll, or, you know, I could sew letters on my shirt or whatever if you don't want to put the bill for a t-shirt.
No, the bill's not going to be too big for a t-shirt, but it's just we would have to make sure that we had an updated one. I mean, it actually, what's interesting is that the actually, it's funny because you mentioned it's also the 21st is your birthday and the anniversary. And actually, another thing I was thinking about the anniversary is, okay, we've talked about this on the air, so I'm going to go ahead and say it because you had mentioned something about wanting to do one where you had a bunch of playmates contact you, Hefner. I was thinking we could do that for the anniversary.
Okay, well, I was asking you first. Now I'm not following you very well because I was asking if you had a problem with a beach lifestyle shots.
I don't have a problem with the beach. I don't have a problem with the beach. I mean, just let me wear.
If you're not alone, right? You don't want to be alone.
Yeah, I'm not alone.
You don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
Is that the problem?
I don't want to be alone.
Because,
yeah, I mean,
okay.
If people, it's sort of like, you know, if I was wearing like a t-shirt, I mean, nothing like, if I was just wearing shorts without my stomach bare, then I would like it. But I mean,
people are not going to like seeing a few photos of us with your bare stomach or anybody's bare stomach for that matter.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of funny. I was just trying to make the point that when I personally talk about photo shoots, the mind goes straight to body image. And that's not, and because I do tons of editorial casual, you know, I worked for 2 weeks on Lake Powell on a houseboat doing T-shirts and shorts and khaki pants for 2 weeks straight catalogs. Like, I do everything. It's not always sexy. So don't be so fearful of that. That's
no,
all.
I mean, I
now,
think what
next
is
scene, you're talking about the Playmate. What?
It was just an idea. I mean, that's something if you want to do for the anniversary show, if you want to do that.
Oh, well, we probably will have a lot better luck getting the people on for my birthday show because they care about me.
Mm.
And, you know, if it's something that they have in their mind that's, like, really distant to them, like the Life After Happiness anniversary, they might not take the time to call, but if they're my friend and it's my birthday, yeah, people generally do want to partake if they like.
Now,
the
I should let you know.
So why don't we do it for my birthday show?
I'm going to let you know your birthday is
going
to be on a Saturday. But we should, but you know, hey, that's fine. I'm okay. I'm going to be there. And
well, I don't
want to
do a show on my birthday, actually. So maybe that's good that we have that day off. We'll just try to get people. You know what? Whoever calls in for the anniversary show, and we really know that they like you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go with that because that's on the 18th. And I told you last time on my birthday when we had to do a show and then the year before a 2-hour, 3-hour show, and I'm trying to get ready and I'm trying to greet people, and then I missed Shauna at the gate and everybody got pissed off. Well, I don't want to be on the phone during getting ready
That's
for my birthday.
True.
And we've already been over that one. So we could do it Friday with Dale or something. We could have callers call in and say happy birthday and then get a reading too. And we're going to be on camera. I'd like to do that every Friday. And that's what she's been begging us to do for her. And then we called her yesterday and say, okay, we're doing it. And she's like, well, I'm not sure I'm ready. What? Okay. What? Now, that was crazy, right? That was, I was really shocked.
Well, we kind of caught
finally,
off
okay,
guard.
We're doing it.
You know?
Yeah, we're doing it. We're going to be on camera for you every Friday now. We are committing to that. Even though it's tough, we will commit to that. And then she's saying she doesn't know she's ready. Let's not do that this Friday, but, you know, maybe next. So
yeah.
I thought that was silly.
And actually, I found out that my surgery is not this Friday. My surgery is next Monday.
Okay. I think let's just go on camera, you and I, and she could call in. She doesn't have to be seen.
Yeah. I mean, now, the only thing is that, you know, if she wants to be on camera and she wants to do tarot cards, then that might
okay,
be
so then has she been saying we need to go on camera, we need to go on camera for tarot readings? Or I heard differently.
No,
I hear
I'm
every show
that
she's that. On, she wants to go on camera,
saying,
period, not about tarot.
What I'm trying to say, Barbara, is that that is one of the things that she does well. And I'm just saying that, you know, if she can see the cards, then, you know, it's something. But I don't want to say anything definite. I'm just saying that that's what
that's
she
just shit.
Huh? Okay.
Maybe someday. But we've already advertised that a million times, and it never happened. So I don't want to advertise that again.
Right.
What we're going to do is what she wants. She's our guest. Psychic every Friday, everybody who's listening, Dale Shear. She wants to badly be on camera. She thinks that's going to help get more callers. She's going to sit there, and she'll be in the box. I'll be in a box. You'll be in a box. Just because we're in a box sitting there, why do we have to be doing something? We're sitting in a box. That's what we're doing, talking. That's how it is.
Right. Now,
that's the way
a
podcast sometimes go.
I have a question for you. And actually, give me 1 second here. We actually have a caller.
Oh, great. I love that.
I'm
going to
put this person on.
Okay.
Area code 228. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. It's Devin. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
We're great. I recognize your voice. You've called before,
do
correct?
You? Yes,
well,
ma'am. Yes, I have.
I think you have,
I just,
yes, because we don't have a lot of guys call.
Yeah, no, I've called before, and I'll tell you what, I just read the caption here that says you guys are going to meet in August. Is that true, Barbara?
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess the main question, the question everybody wants to know is when my man finally gets out there, are you going to give him the pussy? Are you going to suck his dick? Are you going to give him a little hand job? Maybe let him get the titties,
that's gross.
The butthole?
No,
okay, I hung up.
I'm not going to be doing that. Because
okay,
Johnny's my friend. Okay,
Barbara, I should have screened it. I'm sorry.
I'm talking, Johnny. Fine, I'm talking. There's nothing we can do to control that. All we can do is put 18 plus on our show, which we do. So hey, if he thinks that's really funny, that's his thing. But to answer his question. No, I am not going to be doing that because Johnny is my friend, especially a friend who I will be meeting for the first time. So I hope he got his jollies off of that. I didn't think it was that funny to do.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
You thought it was funny? You said, yeah.
No. It's not funny. That made me uncomfortable.
Well, handle it. You're a show host. And you got to roll
with
the punches.
I know. I disconnected the call. All right. But anyway.
No, but don't be uncomfortable because he should be uncomfortable.
Right.
All we are is very pleasant and nice to our callers, and that's how I'm going to continue to be. I don't even care if you screen anybody. Go ahead. Bring it on, everybody. I can handle anything. Who does he think he's dealing with? Somebody who cannot handle things? Please.
I mean, I tell you, you know, it's going to be neat to finally meet you. I mean, you know, the, we're finally going to meet each other for the first time. It's weird. I mean, we've known each other for a few years, you know.
I know. That's why people are so surprised that you can actually work with somebody without meeting them. But you can. Just like people can actually date. We had a caller that was, your friend, Barbie. She said, oh, no, I've never even met Johnny, because I said, are you guys dating? And she's like, I never even met him. We just talked for hours. My girlfriend did that and ended up talking to a guy for 3 months every night for hours, and they planned their wedding. And she met him for the first time, and they were engaged already. So it can happen. Just like my daughter Priscilla, she made friends on online school, seeing people in the little boxes and interacting that way. And now she gets together with these people. It happens. It's like a new way of life, especially since COVID. So I think it's kind of interesting how you can get very close to a person, work with them closely, and not ever meet them in person. It's doable.
Right. I know. It's amazing. I mean.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about the trip. So we got the photo shoot.
Okay.
We got maybe the limo. We've got the campy queen and the waiter set. We've got the beach lifestyle casual. And then I think it would be cool to do a more dramatic studio lighting. So I think three setups, that's enough. Do you have any other ideas for this photo shoot while you're out here?
Yeah, three setups is fine. I think three setups is fine.
Okay, and then you're going to be able to meet so many of the guests that we've had on. How many playmates do you think that we've had on? I counted 21. There could
something
be more
like
because
that,
not everybody did the interview, the actual Miss December Diaries interview. They were just on getting a chakra cleanse a long time ago, or a psychic reading. So we have a lot of
and I think
Elkie
is going to be back in the U.S. tomorrow. Elkie comes back to the U.S. tomorrow.
That's right. So you're going to be able to meet a lot of our guests, and it's more exciting probably because they're Playboy Playmates. I mean, what guy doesn't like Playboy Playmates, right?
Right. That's true.
Okay, we have that, and then we have the venue to choose for my birthday. This time I could have a big party, and I really missed having big parties the last year. I mean, that was a COVID birthday. Ooh, that was not that fun. It was just like any other night, really. I try to make the most of it, but there's nothing like a big, grand party where everybody comes and it's festive. And you know what I want to do? I want to have a theme. I want to have them dress up, like you know, some kind of theme. What would be fun? Like a year, like, I know Devin's doing, you have to dress up 60s, 70s, or 80s. And I've already chosen
Devin
80s. Yes. Her party is, I believe, oh my gosh, it's this Friday, I believe. I RSVP'd.
Oh, that's right, yeah. June 25th is her birthday.
25th or 5th? Did
well,
you 25th say
5th is her
20th?
Birthday.
Okay, so that's not this
25th
Friday.
25th is her birthday. Yeah, I don't
know. Okay,
I mean,
so that's not this Friday.
Or?
Are you hearing me?
I know.
Because you, I said I thought it was this Friday, but it's not. Nope.
Now,
okay, that's good because I have
are
something
you going
else.
To the party or?
Yes, I RSVP'd. Of course I'm going. Why wouldn't I go? Ron invited me. He's throwing it for his wife, Ron Moss. Okay, so what kind of theme do you think we should have?
Well, I mean, I think
can you
that,
think
you
of
know,
one?
It's, I think you've already had some great ideas. I mean, I do think that...
I didn't even have an idea for my birthday yet. Like, I'm trying to think of a theme where people have to dress up, like a theme. Can you think of one?
Besides, well, actually, you know, it's so funny. I don't know. I mean, the only thing I know about birthdays is when you said, I haven't made my wish yet, which was really the cutest thing. But...
I know.
That
was so funny. But who in the world interrupts somebody when they're breathing in their breath, about to light, blow out their candles, and all of a sudden there's this guy with his cell phone camera on me saying, hey, Barbara, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, I was shocked. And that's when I turned and said, I haven't made my wish yet. And you love this so much. And I saved that video. I put it in my favorites because it is pretty classic, though. It was funny.
Well, you had the grace of a swan, you know.
As a what?
You really did have the grace of a swan.
Oh,
you were graceful like a swan.
Thank you.
You know? I mean, it was,
always
you know,
be nice. That's what my dad says.
Mm-hmm.
Always be nice. Because why not? People, they have hearts. I mean, it just came out of that guy's mouth. He was excited. Or, you know, he has some kind of show, probably a radio show too, and he wanted some plugs for it. He got overly zealous and it blurted out. Well, I didn't have to be mean about it. So I was nice. And plus, well, if you don't know me, if you don't know who I am, why are you here? You know? It's my birthday. Why are you here? You need me to like tell you about myself. You know? I didn't appreciate the question. B, it was sad timing. Okay, so I want to do a theme. We'll think of something really fun. But did you know that the 80s we're in. Now my daughter says the 2000 fashion. So we're talking low riding pants, not high-waisted, which, oh, gosh, I love high-waisted. I'll continue to do that. And it is all that junk on the pockets that, you know, a lot of stitching and decal going on. I personally am not so excited that that's back. I mean, back when I was in the millennium year, I thought it was great. But now, no, I'm into the high-waisted. I love that look so much. It looks good. It looks classy. It looks good on me. I think it makes the whole figure look really great and long. Plus, it's not cold.
The
So what else do you like to do, Johnny? Do you like going in the hot tub, like swimming? Do you like barbecuing? Do you like oysters at a raw bar?
You said that there was a hot tub. I mean, what do you mean by you have a hot tub?
Yes, we do. Oh. We have a jacuzzi. I don't know the difference between a hot tub and a jacuzzi, but it is big, nice, clean, beautiful. With a big pool, you could dive a deep end, and barbecues all around it. I love doing that in the summertime, especially in August. Hot August nights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So do you like the hot tub? It's good for your muscles.
Yeah, I think it would be relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
It would be relaxing.
And do you like seafood?
Seafood is good. Seafood is good.
Do you like sushi?
No. Not really fried sushi. But, I mean...
Do you like
oysters? They're okay. They're okay. Yeah.
Okay.
They're okay.
Well, I want to go down to the beach, and there's all these cute little places down there. And you can also, I can ride you around a three-wheeler bike. You could go up and down the bike path. Beautiful. I don't think they have that at your beach. Do they? I mean, is there like a path that people walk on, or is it just your house in the backyard, there's the beach?
Well, it's we go outside sometimes, and, you know, we go outside of the beach sometimes. My parents, they bike, you know.
Okay, is there a bike path right there on the beach close to your home?
There's a bike path in front of our house.
Okay, so
I guess
you do have what we have. It goes along the beach, and it's really nice. But can you say you don't have a three-wheel bike or a tandem bike or a wagon bike, something different like that? Can you rent them around your place?
My parents have bikes, so they don't really rent them, you know.
Okay, if they don't have it, say they want to do a three-wheeler, okay? Can they rent it near your home?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure because think if they were going to rent, they would probably.
Johnny, let's just rephrase the question. It's not about your parents and what they are going to or want to do.
Okay.
It's about anybody. I'm just generally asking, is there a bike path right on your beach? And there is. So...
I don't think there is on the beach. No, I don't think there's a bike path on the beach because people who ride, they ride it in front of the houses, but I don't think they ride it in front of the beach.
That's what I meant. So there's a bike path near the beach. I'm not saying there's going to be a bike path where the water meets the beach. It's, you know.
Yes.
Okay. You can actually see one. That's all. So it's the same as here. And we can rent all these things. And I do have my own bike, but you don't have one, and maybe you don't want to ride a bike. So I thought it would be fun if I rented a three-wheeler, put you in it, and rode you up and down so you could see the beautiful scenery in Huntington Beach. That's all.
Right. Okay.
And we could go to the Queen Mary that's right around the corner here. Have you heard of that?
We have a caller, but I'm going to make sure that this is me
first.
Just put
the caller through. Do not make sure. What are you going to do? Are you going to ask bad questions? They can lie. Put them through. Put them through, please.
Hello? 813 area code.
Hi, caller.
Hi, it's Sarah. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Hi.
Thank you for taking the call. Why all the call screening tonight?
We always
do that. I don't know. I don't require call screening because it takes Johnny away from really being focused on what we're talking about. So do you want to just say hi, or do you have a question, Sarah?
Yeah, I do.
Why don't you give him some pussy already? The man's coming all the way out there. Let him just get the butthole one.
Oh, my gosh. That guy sounds a little too old to be doing these, what is it called, crank calls? You know, he sounds like an older, probably, I don't know, 40s, 50s, 60s. It doesn't sound like a little 11-year-old that would be doing something like this.
Right.
I would say thanks for calling, but I think that I am not so thankful for your calling. And I didn't even know we were going to have callers, except for...
Well, I didn't know we were
going to
people
call in. I don't want questions.
I didn't know that.
It doesn't matter. I wanted people's ideas for the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
People who love you.
Right.
People who love me. Who know what's going on with the show. Who know that we have not met. That we are going to do a shoot so we have material to use to promote with. And I thought, maybe if we have any regular listeners that actually like us and don't want to mess with us, I thought maybe we could hear from them. But if not,
what we'll
fine.
Do is,
just putting them through because I don't care. I want to take every call because, like I said, why can't you handle that? I can. It'd be one thing if it was under 18 and then, hold on, please. It'd be one thing if our show was under 18, rated under 18. Then we'd have to go back and edit all that out, which would be an expense and time consuming. But we don't have to edit it out. We're not the ones that look stupid. That guy, whatever his name is, Devin and Sarah, they look stupid. So, okay. But if somebody else wants to call, just put them through.
Right.
Because I can tell when you're screening calls because you're gone, and I have to ask the question over and over, and then you're really not focusing. People cannot actually do the double task or multitask. It's not humanly possible. You think you can do it, but you're not able to really focus on two things at one time. So I'd rather you just be here on the podcast and not over there asking people, are you going to talk about, raunchy stuff or ask bad questions? They can say no. And she probably did. She probably did say, hi, I'm Sarah. You know, I kind of had the feeling that she was going to do something weird because why are you even calling? Do you have a question?
I
kind of sat there and didn't really do much. So what's next about the trip? Let's see. Talked about the party, the photo shoot. You want to meet all the friends. You want to meet Elkie especially.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? What else do you want to do when you're out here in Hollywood?
I think it's going to be interesting to meet your friends and to, and actually it's going to be interesting. I mean, it's also going to be ideal with the weather. It's going to be nice and warm,
Oh, yeah. August
is
the best. I love it. You like warm weather, huh?
Well, it's ideal for where we're going to be. And actually, it's funny because now, are you going to see me when I get off the plane or how's that going to work?
Yes.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Just for the
callers,
everybody, hey, yes, I will be meeting Johnny at the airport. So, Johnny, don't tell them what time you're arriving. We're going to have a mob.
But what I was going
to
tell you
Hold up a sign for you. There might be just a few people at baggage claim.
Well, the reason I say that is, did I tell you about what happened, what I did with my ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, it was something about a sign or something. Yeah. Do you want to tell the audience?
I'll tell you the story. What happened was that my ex-girlfriend was really nervous about meeting me. And then what happened is the way we met on a chat line. And then what would happen is she kept getting disconnected off of our chats. She would always say to me, "Are you there? Are you here?" But she would never spell out the R. She would never spell out the U. And that's how she would say it. Well,
tell me that again. Wait, what do you mean? She wouldn't pronounce the R? Say that again. Or
no, she would always
what do you
say,
mean?
"Are you here?" on the chat room with the letters R, the letters U, and the letter and here. Okay.
Okay.
Right. And so what happened was that it became a joke. I mean, everybody on the chat line, you know, they saw us together. They looked, and she would keep getting dropped, you know. And then she would go back into the room, and then she would ask if I was there by, "Are you there? Are you here?" you know. So I said, because I was going to see her when she got off the plane. And she goes, "When you get off the plane, you're going to know it's me," you know. And I didn't tell her what I was going to do, just that I'm going to know it's me. And so she gets off the airplane, and I'm holding up a sign that says, "Are you here?" And she looks at me. She saw it. She immediately just started laughing. And the reason I did that was because you kind of look a little silly standing there with the sign, and nobody knows what you're talking about. You know, nobody knows
what
the sign
is. If you say, "Are you here?" or put their name on.
Right. Yeah, but I said, "Are you here?" You know, what happened.
So you did it the way she did it to you? Is that what you did?
Right.
Did she think that was a cute thing?
Oh, she kept the sign.
She
kept the sign, and she took it back to her. It was back with her to where she was. But it actually just was one of the cutest things, because what it does is it breaks the ice. And actually, the reason I do that is, and I often tell my friends who have people that they talk to on the internet that they're about ready to meet, to do that, and I'll tell you why. It's when you do the sign, and see what happens is you meet someone on the internet for the first time, you've been chatting like crazy, so you start wondering, where are they, you know, and then you see them with the sign, you know, and the sign I wanted it to be something that only she would know, you know, who the sign was for. She would only, you know, you understand what I'm saying? It would be like if you got off of a plane and I was there, I would be holding, what I would do is if I wanted you to something like that, I would hold up a sign that would indicate that the only person who would know who that is you. So I might hold up a sign that says the queen or something, okay?
Yeah.
So if you got off the airplane and you saw me holding up a sign that says the queen, there's only one person that I'm holding up the for, you know?
Oh, see? I better write it down, because I just came up with something. I'm going to hold up a sign for you. You're going to be so nervous anticipating what the sign
right. Don't tell me what it is. Just don't tell me what it is. Just, I mean, it's
okay.
Just that the sign sort of breaks the tension. I mean, what?
Yeah, but we don't need our ice. There is none to break. So, yeah, it's a good idea for when you're dating, but I think it's a cute idea as friends, but we don't really need to break ice, do we? I mean, are you nervous?
No, it's not so much breaking ice. It's just you got to understand something else, Barbara. We've never met in person. So it's one thing to meet someone in person that you've met in person before. We've never met in person. So I'm going to be looking around where you are, wondering what you're wearing. I mean, if you want to, you know.
I think
you'll
be able to recognize my face.
And actually, is Elsie going to be with you at the airport, or is it just you?
I don't think so, since she lives in L.A. It's a long drive.
Oh. Okay.
Unless she wants to drive an hour just to be at the airport to greet you.
Right.
And we've got her to deal with and everything, and the dog and all that, so I don't know. Well, you can ask her.
Coco can go to the airport,
and drive
right?
back. What was that?
Coco
what?
Can go with an airport.
Yeah. Why don't you have her pick you up? I mean, she lives in L.A. That's like an hour away. I mean, I don't even get it. Why would she be there? I don't even get it.
I don't know.
No, she's probably not going to be there.
Thought.
I mean,
but,
it's like, she's my friend. It's not like she lives here.
Right. That's true. That's true. I am looking forward to this, you know. I mean, it's going to be neat. You holding whatever the sign that is. The,
yeah,
I mean,
I remember to do that because it's not something I normally do. I just pick up a person and take like 5 minutes. But I can make it a big deal for you. I can make
just don't tell me what the sign
is.
I know
it is a big deal, and I will do it. I won't
don't tell
you.
Me what the sign
I'm
is.
Not tell you.
I mean, is
no.
Priscilla going to be with
it's
you?
It's going
to
be a big surprise. Who?
Priscilla.
Oh, Priscilla, probably, yeah. She'll be there. It depends on what time. I'm sure she will, because if you're coming from there, you're going to be not arriving too
early. Well,
it's
going
to
be in August. I mean, I doubt she'll be in school.
Oh, that's true. She'll be around, yeah. Hopefully she will be there to greet you. That'll be more fun. The more the merrier.
Okay.
Then what?
Then tell her, don't forget.
So then you want to go to Disneyland, or do you want to go to Universal Studios and
no.
go ride, or you don't?
No.
What do you like to do? I mean, do you have any, you ever been to Hollywood?
I mean, take me around to Hollywood and show me things, yeah. But I do think that, you know.
Have you been there before,
Donnie?
Have you been there before? Okay.
I've driven past the Playboy Mansion before. I mean, but
you can't even see it from the street. You can't. You can't even
what?
See the place. You mean you saw the rock that you talked into because you cannot see the mansion from the street. You have to go up
the
to the
what
gate
that
and you
talk into?
The
what
rock.
That you talking to?
The rock. When you pull up, there's a rock. It has a speaker there, and they see you pulling up, and they say, can I help you? And then you talk into the rock. They can see you. You can't see the security guards. And then they buzz you in or they don't. And?
Now, is that still true?
Then so you can't see it. I don't know. Hefta doesn't live there anymore.
That's why I'm
I don't know
that
what
question.
The guy does. I don't know if he... I don't know if he ripped out the intercom system or not. I would say probably not because it worked great.
Right.
I know he redid a lot of stuff, though. Probably not even looking the same at all. But, hey, I lived it for many years. I enjoyed it for many years. That's my feel.
Mm-hmm.
Not my feel. And, you know, too bad it's over, but... Time happens. Father time happens. Hef is gone. Even if they had it exactly the same, it wouldn't be the same going up there without Hef. That was the great part of it, is that it was his and part of his and his invite to you. I just was not into going up there after he passed away. I know they did a few parties. Cooper did. I didn't go. But I also was living elsewhere. Anyway, I had my feel. And too bad you won't be able to go up there when Hef was alive. Too bad you didn't get a chance to do that.
I know.
My brother did. My mom did. My dad did. My aunt did. My couple best friends that visited me did. I took everybody up there. He was so gracious.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
My best friend from kindergarten, Johnny. My best friend that we still stay in touch. She came out to visit me, and I took her up there.
I know. Wow. I mean, it's just like it's such a – I think what's really weird about Hollywood is that it's such a – or at least where you're at. I mean, there's such a magical place, it seems, you know.
It's where dreams come true. It's where it all happens. This in New York City and Nashville, if you're a country singer, is really a special. And that's why I feel very drawn here. I mean, I had a huge home in Arizona with a backyard and a pool and very, very spacious, two-car garage, all that, just for myself, three-bedroom home for my daughter and I. And it just didn't even fill the void. I just wanted out of there. Every day I'd wake up and it's just nothing was going on. And I just, it was fine for other people, but I need this, these surroundings. I need to be able to go up to L.A. when I want. And there is also this Friday a very prestigious party, really cool party happening that I'm really hoping that I make it up there for that. Because this billionaire, oh, we had Sandra Costa on the show. She's my friend who is the architect and the interior designer worldwide renowned. She just invited me today to, it's called the Harlem Nights. And it says right on the invitation that the, it says, okay, hold on. Harlem Nights, hosted by Dr. Lance, a.k.a. Dr. Silver Fox 4. 4010 night will be hosted by billionaire Keith McCarthy in his $40 million glass house in Beverly Hills Mansion. Dress up, Harlem night themed. Cool, I love themes. It makes it so easy to figure out what to wear. Otherwise, you're just like, oh gosh, what do I choose? When you have a theme, it's just easier. And it's more fun, it's more festive when you get there and see everybody else's outfits, too. And it says, this event is for the Diversity Cannabis Award and Urban Hip Tech Coding Class, bringing tech and cannabis together. Okay, cool. I've been to this a couple years ago, and it was amazing. And I really want to go again. So that's Friday. See? I get invited to these great things when I'm out here. I didn't know anybody hardly in Arizona.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
I like moving to new places and exploring them, but I didn't get into it because it's so hot, Johnny. Oh, my gosh. It is almost unbearable to walk outside to your car. It's so slow. It's like 112 you can get up to, even more. I didn't like it. I didn't want to go exploring that.
I know. That's amazing. I mean, well, I think we're only like a few minutes left.
Okay. One more thing. Are you feeling positive about the trip? Are you excited? Are you...
Yes, I am.
I hope you're not nervous. I don't like you to be nervous. I want you to have fun. I mean, you know me. I will make sure you're comfortable. I will make sure you're not hungry or thirsty or cold. Or, you know, I'll make sure you have the right accommodation. So you don't need to worry. You have asked me a few times if I'm going to be there to pick you up at the airport. Well, what else? Of course I am.
Right. Right.
Of course I am. I mean, come on. I'm going to make you just give you an address. Well, actually, some people do that. Yeah. Hey, here's my address. Get there. I have to do that when I go visit Kurt in Mexico, because it is really a hassle for him to drive up to the border and like try to find parking. It's chaotic, and it takes his whole day up. So I understand. But the first time, it's important, you know. Then after that,
right.
Like, now I know the ropes. I know what to do now, so I do it just alone, or I am coming in with my daughter, and we feel totally safe and fine. Go to Rosarito, Mexico, as you see, we always do. So I will always pick you up. I'm like that, though.
Okay. All right. Well, are you?
Yeah.
What
if I visited you? Who would pick me up? No, I want to know.
I would definitely visit you.
Yeah, but your parents would come, right? Because you don't. You did get
That's
your driver's
right.
license, but you don't really like driving, right?
That's right. But I would definitely pick you up. I'll make sure that they picked you
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
And
well,
I
don't want you to think I would never pick you up. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
All right. So everybody, whoever was listening, thank you. And think of some ideas for us. And also, you know what I thought? I thought it would be a good idea if we kind of put our heads together and got some kind of contest. And we could have a listener win the invite to our party.
Mm-hmm.
Put our heads together to see how we could get that going. Maybe we could have a raffle or something, and the winner will be invited to my birthday party / anniversary party.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, thanks, Johnny, for coming up with this topic, and it was nice to talk about it. And now everybody knows what's going on with us and our adventures. And you'll be able to hear this show. If you want to listen to it again or you came in late, it'll be up on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, tonight. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Let us know how you are liking the show. Hear your feedback. Do not forget to subscribe, because that is support to us, and we appreciate it on YouTube. And anything else? Any other shout-outs, Johnny?
I think that's about it. All right?
All right. Okay.
Well,
have a great night,
everyone.
Johnny, and everybody have a good evening. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.